The next aspect of being an excellent leader is in making plans and achieving your interim goals. I oftentimes say that success is about 1% having an idea, 2% having a great plan, and 97% doing the work. If you have an idea without a great plan, it means that you're going to lose a lot of efficiency when it comes to doing the work. And if you have an idea and a plan and you don't do the work, well, that's just entertainment. The only reason to have a plan is to make your company more efficient and profitable when you are doing the work. Plans help you set and communicate the direction. Plans help you focus. Plans help you align your team so that everybody is pulling in the same direction. When you plan your work and you work your plan, you get better results. And when you do better planning and get improved focus that comes from that, then you get even better results. And here's a tip. Sequencing is critical. You can't do everything at once. Just like I said in the introduction, you can't put all of the pieces in place at the same time, and you can't have all of the pieces in place before you start your business. Your focus is absolutely critical. Your time and your money are precious. It takes a long time to do things. Oftentimes when I do strategic planning engagements for clients, one of my biggest challenges is getting them to focus on just a few things. Just to take two or three primary goals for the company and focus all of the company's time and energy on those goals. Trying to do too many things at the same time diffuses your investments, and it can mean that you're not successful at anything at all. So do what you need to do next. Make sure your next steps are the right steps. Sequencing is absolutely critical. And speaking of sequencing, here's a tip. If you're a startup business, I want you to focus on two things and two things only. First, I want you to focus on engaging with the marketplace, and second, on achieving financial stability. When you engage with the marketplace, when you actually start to talk to prospects, and when you sell your products and services, and when you deliver your products and services to the marketplace, then and only then can you learn the lessons that only the marketplace can teach you. Once you've begun to bring your products and service to market, then march relentlessly towards financial stability. Because when you achieve financial stability, then you'll be able to grow from a position of strength instead of trying to grow from a place of desperation. Now let's talk about growth plans for a second. There are a lot of different types of plans out there, and I'm going to talk about them in a few different ways. Number one, make sure that you have a plan that's appropriate for your stage of business. And there are different stages of business. Concept stage, prototype stage, early market traction, low volume, and then high volume are the classic five stages of business. Your plan needs to be specific based upon where you are in business. High volume plans don't work whenever you're in the concept stage and vice versa. If you try to implement plans that are appropriate for a high volume business when you're just getting started, it will be counterproductive to your results. I've seen way too many companies out there focus on implementing very sophisticated financial systems, human resource systems, all kinds of other operational infrastructure systems, knowing that they are going to get a lot of money very quickly and those systems will be valuable. But because they have focused too much time and money on developing those things that are critical for a high-volume business, they totally miss the market opportunity and they run out of capital before they ever achieve financial stability. In addition to creating plans that are effective and appropriate for your particular stage of business, your plans need to be appropriate for your trajectory too. Whether you're growing slowly, growing rapidly, whether you're just flat exploding like a rocket ship taking off, or whether you're stalled and declining, or whether you're on life support. And here's a tip. Life support planning is extremely difficult. Getting a turnaround specialist on your team is essential if you find yourself in that very uncomfortable and unfortunate position of needing to turn off some lights and cut back on your expenses and cut back on some of your employees. That's a very tough place to be, and my heart goes out to you and to anybody that finds themselves in that place of business. But know that the plans that you put in place when you're on life support are, by definition, much different plans than when your rocket ship is just taking off. When it comes to creating your plan, think about different levels of planning based upon the time frame. There's long-term plans, which are strategic plans 3 to 5 years out, mid-term plans, which are typically the next 6 to 24 months, and short-term plans, which are tactical plans, and typically 30 to 90 days. To create any one of those plans, we always talk about where you are going, what is your vision, what are your long-term mission, objectives, and goals. And then we have to know where you are so that we know what talents that you're bringing to the table and what your gaps are and your weaknesses are in your business foundation. So then you can develop a step-by-step plan to get you from where you are to where you want to be. I'm a huge fan of phased growth plans. When I do 90-day plans, I always break it into month one, then month two, and then month three. And when I do longer-term plans or medium-term plans, we talk about phase one, phase two, phase three of your business growth. Phase one is typically 90 days. Phase two is 6 to 9 months. Phase three is 9 to 12 months, giving you an overall planning horizon between 18 and 24 months. And that really helps the company focus on the long term and helps them focus on the things that they need to do today. So here is a most important concept for you. If you can't execute a 90-day plan, you have no hope of executing a multi-year or a long-term plan, because your long-term success requires a lot of short-term accomplishments. Let me say that again. Your long-term success requires a lot of short-term accomplishments. There's a lot of work to be done, and you have to focus, focus, focus on doing the job today that needs to be done today. My experience is that what you focus on gets done, and what you measure improves. Here's a bonus. Take the top three goals that you have and rank them into priority 1, 2, and 3, and then focus 60% of your time and energy on goal number 1, 30% of your time and energy on goal number 2, and 10% of your time and energy on goal number 3. That means that we're relentlessly pursuing the achieving of goal number 1, and when we find ourselves waiting on somebody else, so we're waiting on an email, we're waiting on a package to be delivered. When we are waiting on somebody else, then we move to goal number 2, and we focus relentlessly on goal number 2 until we are waiting on somebody else, and then and only then do we make time to focus on goal number 3. So we're putting 60% of our effort on the first priority, 30% on the second priority, and 10% on the third priority, and everything else goes into the parking lot. So here's a summary of the topics we've talked about in this section on making great plans and achieving your goals. Develop plans that are appropriate for your business, whether you're just getting started or whether you're a high-volume business, whether you're rapidly growing or find yourself in the unfortunate position of being in turnaround mode. Make sure that you develop plans that are appropriate for your business. Practice setting and achieving goals. Develop a goal-driven culture at your company where people know exactly what it is that they're supposed to be focusing on and achieving today, and measure what needs to be measured so that you can track your progress on those goals, report it back to everybody that needs to know, and perhaps refocus some of your time and energy so that you can become a goal-driven organization.